Three, two, one. Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Liver Podcast, Epi 21. That is the past month now. We've dropped one every couple of weeks due to travel, due to situations going on. Hopefully, we got some stories to tell. Conrad, Nikki, producer Double Clicks, Turb's Takes, all join me as usual. Conrad, Lake Tahoe. Do we have a start like we had from Hilton Head, like we had from NOLA last Epi in Epi 20?
Saturday all night. So first things first, Lake Tahoe flight left Philadelphia 6 a.m. No, yes, 6:09 a.m. So we pretty much stayed up all night, drank other extracurriculars all night, got into the airport, barely made it because fucking what for whatever reason, I don't know why everyone's flying at 6 a.m. on a Sunday. But beside the point, barely make it to our gate. Layover in Utah. You can't order double shots in Utah. Like, what the fuck is this? You can't order more than two drinks at
Really?
a time. Shot and a beer, that's it. You can't get a double vodka Red Bull, double rum and Coke,
Crazy.
Jack and Coke. It's
Yeah. Thanks,
Mormon
Warren
Central.
Jeffs. Yeah, thanks a
Mormon
lot,
Central.
Joseph Smith.
Yeah, Jesus. But then we get there. It's Sunday night, Monday. Sunday night, just get in, get settled into the, hit the grocery store, get everything for the week. We're there for the week. Monday, get on the mound bright and early. There's a wind warning, so we can't go all the way to the top. Back down to the bottom at the bar, at least four or five shots there. Then to the casino. Then to the
Up,
casino.
down,
Ten
up, down.
10-minute ride. Your boy pulls out about 250, and then it's just straight up from there. Profit about 700. Six, seven hundred profit. And that was after I lost like 3 150 hands in a row. It was just me versus the dealer. I'm just
Were you
going.
taking the Nikki tactic?
Yeah,
Lifting?
I was. I built a little bit of bankroll first and then I start. I'm like, all right. And I'm one-on-one with this guy, Brad. He's just the biggest cocksucker of a dealer I've ever met. This guy's like, that's not 17, that's a soft 17. See, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm like, dude, shut your fuck. Like, shut up. Deal the fucking cards, Brad. Anyway, end up going up fucking $700 and just pays for the rest of the week. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better start to the week. And then we were just there throughout the week. So I mean, it was a great time, dude. It was just Lake Tahoe there. Snowboarding's great. Kirkwood good. Heavenly good. South Lake Tahoe bars kind of trash, but I just won money at the casino. That's all that mattered to me.
Either way, made it out alive, especially on a
Made out
trip like
alive.
that.
I mean, yeah, you're there. We hit this. Kirkwood is like nothing but like double and triple black diamonds out there. So you can only imagine like all going down of
What does that
90
mean?
foot.
What does a triple black diamond mean? Like, is that
All right.
just
It's
steep
like
hill? It's like expert level.
it's like the most expert level you can get is like
So
triple
like
black
you're getting,
diamond.
so like you have to get air. Like there's no like what makes it expert?
No, it's just like you're either going like through
Like
these
free falling.
trees at like almost a 90-degree angle, and there's moguls, and you have to turn and carve through all these trees on the side of a fucking mountain. There's rocks, like it's not easy. Your legs are fucking dead, dude.
just like because
But
like
yeah.
you know like the image I'm getting is like Winter Olympics, like you see the guy with the ski with his knees just going up and down like a million times, like really quick.
The slalom.
Yeah,
Yeah, the
just
moguls. That's what a lot of them are, dude. They're a lot
picturing
like
Nikki
that.
and like AI like doing that or something. It's pretty
He's
fucking, I don't know why I picture the big fella skiing. I wonder who like the
a
biggest
tuber.
skier is like of all time, like win like a gold or something. Probably not very big. We're
No,
not
no.
a skiing people. I know that's what I'm talking like, because like what's like a really like small sport, like jockey, like the tallest jockey like ever, 6 feet tall. It's like the
No, the
miracle.
tallest jockey ever is like 5'2" 3/4.
Like like how like small they are, like the big guy, like the normal
Dude.
guys, like the outlandish one, like Nikki.
Did
Nikki's just like that's his dream, to become a world-class skier.
you see
Yeah,
me doing like the huge hill? I don't even know what it's called.
the long the just
Oh,
flying far in the air.
the
You
long
like
jump.
see like so like that's something
You
I
have a
don't
lot of
like.
momentum, honestly.
Like I've seen like some videos of like how those people practice, and I'm like, that's just like your practice isn't even close to the actual sport you're doing. It's
Yeah.
like water skiers. It's like they're just like on a trampoline doing flips and shit.
Nikki the Nikki
shit.
Nikki the Escalade. Merritt.
Escalade. What's that movie? What's that movie with John Candy? The fucking Cool Runnings. The guys with like the bobsledding.
The Jamaican bobsled teams.
And the abominable neckbeard.
Bobsledding. Dude, Instagram has been just, I gotta get like delete the app already and just go on a little hiatus and just like send Nikki edits for March Madness and shit.
It's did like, he say this like months or like weeks ago?
Yeah, I was supposed to do it for February. Like I did not.
Well, this was like a New Year's resolution.
Johnny's like the biggest he has for every month.
I got that's very true. I got like the authenticator for like the Instagram LRP and CDB, and I'm like, I don't know if I like delete it. Like, the fuck's gonna happen? So I think I just gotta do it and try. Nikki's already got LRP and CDB. If it goes,
wait. So why do you need to delete it? Because you're addicted or what?
Dude, I'm just always on there, man. That's when people say you gotta get TikTok. I'm like, dude, I don't fucking need another fucking system. I'm on YouTube watching like Bob the Sports videos. I got those going again. And then the Instagram reels, even though they are funny, that Joe Rogan one, that Tuna just got, the name who should not be named, gets so triggered to you.
Well, his response to
you. I'm on that stance, too. And Tuna, I think, showed his hand of what those people are like.
I might not be as extreme as you, but I've stood on this hill for a long time.
Hi, Mickey, you're a birthday guy. And for the folks at home. I dropped in the LRP chat, Rogan going like, if you're a guy, you celebrate your birthday, like fucking fuck out of here. And Tuna, big birthday guy, took big offense.
No.
I think you're a big birthday guy too. If I don't,
my stance on birthdays is as a man.
Big fellows love their birthdays, dude. The big boys love their birthdays. It's a fact.
As a man, after you turn 21, you can only celebrate, like have a party on any birthday that ends in a 5 or a 0. So like, yeah, I had a 30-year-old birthday party.
I've got a different take on it. I think if your birthday lands on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday, then it's worth celebrating. Like if your actual birthday is a Friday,
yeah, that's fair too.
If your birthday's on a Tuesday or Wednesday, it's just you gotta, you know.
But Tuna's the guy who's doing he's planning a mini weekend. Like he's planning a mini weekend. Yeah, no.
Mine is in like the dog days of summer, July 31st. So like if it's like let's get a lake house for the day, that's fun. Or like a pool party type of thing, that's cool. But like if you're like let's rent out a venue for my 33rd birthday, like you're a fucking loser.
Nikki just the whole night, just like, dude, it's my birthday. Seriously? Yeah.
I'm like, my question is, what do you label, like, what do you consider a birthday guy? Like, where do you draw the line? Drew said, or do you draw the line in a different spot?
I think it's all different positions. But, yeah, like, if your birthday falls on a Tuesday, you can go out to dinner. Like, you can go out to dinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You, like, you and your roommates go out to dinner, maybe have a bottle of wine or two.
Yeah. But then, you know, if it's on a Friday or Saturday, you go out, invite
just
people,
an excuse
that's
to get
fine.
Drunk. Just but an excuse to get drunk, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not – if anything that involves balloons, too far.
Yeah. I think it's when you get a girlfriend, too, is when, like – because if you have a – and I'm not knocking this at all, but I think if you have a girlfriend, I mean, like, the video states that we're referring to, Joe Rogan clearly states, like, oh, well, if a girl does it, it's not really a big problem because girls go crazy for their birthday. That's another thing. So what I've noticed,
celebration of life,
guys that have girlfriends usually celebrate their birthdays harder because the girl like wants to get involved and wants to like set up a party.
You
don't even have to be a big birthday guy. Like I guarantee you next year, John, God forbid, let's hope you're still together. If you're still together, I'm sure Allie's probably going to hit us up and be like, hey, we're, you know.
Yeah. I don't know about that. 28.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I think girls celebrate guys' birthdays. Guys do. Like, I'm all for guys getting together. Like, I like getting the boys together. Like, my birthday was on a Friday this past year, and we all went and golfed and, like, whatever. Like, I think we got dinner after or something. I'm all for that.
Yeah, I think if it works out,
it's
works
over
out.
The line. If it's just over tuna, the line,
like,
is when.
If people don't know tuna, like you can't, like the way to explain.
No, I agree.
Everyone knows that one person where it's like it's literally affecting their entire night. And like, I'm trying to think of like how to like if the waiter like brings like a fucking tuna like a cupcake on his birthday, he's going, "Who did this? Who did this?" Like, you know, it's like the little shit like that. That fucking like you gotta have at least one of them. You gotta, I'm telling
yeah,
you.
I agree.
I don't think
you gotta have one of them. You gotta have one of the freaks.
Yeah.
You gotta have one friend that goes all out for the birthday.
And like, I didn't bring it up because CB's got his in a week. It's definitely not well, but whatever. What's up? Turbo, you were saying
it's in like,
no, but
3 days.
What Turbo was saying, I'm just getting asked about, no, the 13th. It's like, 13th, so 13th. What I keep getting asked about from her is like, what to get me? And I'm like, I don't know. You already like paid Valentine's Day at the park. Wasn't expecting that. I'm like, just get a nice dinner. Cause like, I don't know. I bet birthdays, I think you get like what, a Venmo from like your parents. Venmo, or like, you know, that's like, it's like about it.
Yeah.
Maybe a nude
not much,
you know,
if you're a dude.
From a chick you haven't heard from in a long time. Hey, saw your Terps, cupcake.
Terps
just
getting watches.
Snapchat.
Turf is getting watches in the mail from just random chicks across the U.S. on his birthday. Just like, how you doing, gifts? How have you been?
E-cards in his email.
Them older ladies treat you right, huh?
Older
I'll tell
ladies,
you what, I could use.
That's been a while.
Really?
Yeah.
You just gotta do one night Lake Norman. One night
that
Lake
Snapchat Norman. Video from Nola whenever you guys went was
when those got sent in, I was battling some scaries and I was even on.
I had so much
I
more,
like, I can't even
but
watch these.
I know I had so much more. Like I don't have Snap stories really anymore because I'm not on Snapchat. But this past week is spring break week, and like. Yeah. It's like this. Like I can do this for 100 taps. Like I've got tuna in there. Like
and then like oh in all God. Those. I'm pretty sure all those. Yeah, all those were there. On your stories. Like anybody.
Oh, I know. Oh yeah.
24 hours. It's terrible. Just teabagging some chick with
the
huge
Nola.
Balloons.
The Nola trip was nuts. Like I remember saying, I never was too good at like. I would get some things on Snap in the moment, but I was usually the one that was on other people's snaps. Something clicked in Nola to where like I like had that thing. I have a video of me at Nola. It's one of like the more underrated videos. We were like, we went to this bar and we were rowdy as shit in this bar, like way too, like we should have not been at this. It wasn't a bar. It was a, it was a restaurant and like there's families around and we're like spilling drinks, like full meatball wrecking ball type of shit. And
eventually causing an absolute scene.
I don't know how this restaurant had like a fake security guard where he had all the fake gear on. Like he had like the earpiece. He had everything you could imagine a fake security guard would have. And he like started like pointing at us and we were like causing a scene. We're like, what's the fucking problem? He's like, you know what? That's it. Like yanks us out of like our seats and shit. My camera's immediately on him. I'm like doing a selfie video and he's like got me by my fucking like jacket. He's like shoving us out of the restaurant. I'm like, shove me. And it's all on Snap.
Nikki Turb was in a huge phase where like I remember him like in front of Thieves one night, and that was like one of the houses we had on the grid at ECU, and you're just in a cop's face just going like swing on me. I was like, someone swing on me or something, but Turb
he grabbed his taser. He grabbed his taser and I was
he's just waiting for that check. He's like dying for that check to hit. Like fucking somebody do something. There's cameras everywhere. Do something.
Yeah.
That was a hilarious term. That was a like and that was like, yeah, like the Islanders Hurricanes 3-on-12 brawl. Like that was like kind of like the same exact thing. That was
Nah, but what a time. The spring break snaps really I mean, they're getting bad now. It's like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah. Like, dude, yours too. Yours too on a different level. The Panama City and then I had
NOLA. New Orleans. I had Panama City and NOLA, and they were like, I guess we're some of these were on the same day. So, like I said, I mean, it was like, it would go from Gulf
Shores.
It'd go from like tuna, like borderline SA with some chick to like, it'd be like borderline SA to just like me with some like, some random chick in the middle of the streets going, dump him! Dump him! I just have the camera like right at her midsection. Dump him! Come on.
It's like Turb was like meant to be like a videographer for Girls Gone Wild.
Oh my god, that's his calling.
No, that's what it was. I mean that NOLA week was
your videos were really like that commercial I'd see. I'm like, if you were sick and you were up at like 2 a.m. like a Tuesday in like 2007.
That was
the kind of videographer.
You know, like when you walk, into the doctor's office and it's got like all the different body styles. That was like my snap of titties. It was just like watermelon titties, turkey titties, long titties, wide titties, big.
Herb's like, we already got watermelon. Get out of there. Get out of there. It's too much.
Oh my God, dude.
Bigger nipple.
I hate to go into it, but I mean, this is fucking great content. But one of them is like, Pete's gonna remember this so good. There was this one bar. I don't know if they still do it down there, Nikki, but they would have these girls walk around. Oh, biggest fucking cans I've ever seen on a chick. I mean, I'm talking each titty had to have weighed 20 pounds a piece, like titties. And I was just, I give her like the like bulldog look, like underbite, like. Are we really
getting the blue steel?
My camera is just, my camera is right here. And I'm like, give me the shot. She just immediately puts it in her mouth. Yeah. She's just gawking back and forth. I have the camera people all around me, jaws on the floor. And then she just barrel dives me into her fucking cans. I was just like, where, and then I like pull up. I'm like, where's the shot? I lost the shot in the fucking. We're so deep in there, dude. Oh, man.
That's like kamikaze plane. He's like a kamikaze plane.
Just going right into our cans. Things that went extinct after COVID had to be the titty shot girls from NOLA. There's no way they're still shoving.
I didn't see anything like that.
Really?
Really?
Yes, they got crushed. They got
God
crushed
bless
by
your
the
soul.
Pandemic.
I can't
another
imagine.
Another thing COVID took from us, dude. That's a that. Remember the video I sent of Mitch Davis saying like the faces in the back. It's also borderline SA, honestly.
So they have like titty
there
masks.
Some questionable things going on on that trip, on both of those trips.
Instead of having the face mask to get through COVID, they should like the titties masked up. It's all still good.
One is just like the sequence on one. I hate to keep talking about it. It's hilarious. This one sequence on one is like the night before is like Mitch like all over the place like stumbling, and then I tap the next snap. It's just him sitting on the couch with a hospital band on. He's like, dude, I don't know what happened.
Dude, like, yeah, you want to talk about a guy? Like, there's always a guy who's a big birthday guy. And you always know a guy who just
I think his birthday
have so
like
much
fell
going
on
and be like
spring break too. It was like around then.
Are we talking about Tuna or Mitch Davis?
Mitch. I'm saying like there's one guy like Tuna, big birthday guys, one guy like Mitch who just will have we'll go through one night and it's like literally like a hangover or like fucking something. There's like six storylines they have from that night. All bad.
Penn State.
And they're just like, let's get it going. Like the next day, I'm like, dude, I'm on the sidelines for 2 weeks with like a fucking lower body
like,
injury.
Mitch would just like, he'd just be like, he'd wake up, just take a steam shower, walks out. He's got like 17 supplement pills in his hand. He's like, this will do the trick. Like, that's a whole GNC pharmacy in your hand. He's like, yeah, this is fish oil, arginine. being jargoning. This will all get me right.
The two Mitches I knew, one would just raw dog that, like fucking, we're doing no pills, and the other one's doing, like you said, 17 and getting back in the action.
Just G, both, anything. Oh, the both GNC are
under,
guy.
Both are under 5. NAP, yeah, any vitamins that'll get him big.
GNC guys, like he just like bought like a brand new Dodge Charger because Mitch just bought. He just re-upped on his supplements.
Tell you what, supplements and vitamins I just can't stick with. And maybe they would give me that juice to go on, like, you know, benders so like I used to and stuff. But it's like, I don't know. Like, I just, if I do it for like a week, I'm not going like on day 8, like, oh my God, I'm fucking going to live forever. Maybe you got to do it just to do it. I don't know, but.
You get your
something I'll pick up
food,
in my 30s.
Like, you get everything you need from your food.
Yeah, I think what? If you get crazy with vitamins, you're talking like 30.
That means you're
talking
doing
a good
right
amount.
Things.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of easing around.
I don't think the men's one a day.
Stay on your daily walks, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of walks, Nikki, what's going on? You are kind of looking. So you're taking up less of the angle unless you got yourself moved over more than usual. I think
I am moved over. I got
looking better.
I got the Bud Light sign on since I heard you guys talking about it.
You look
it last
better.
Week.
You look cleaner. Like I don't know if you cleaned your camera or what, but yeah, that was
does look crisp, dude.
No, I mean the walks have been going good. I took yesterday off because I went and played golf. So. Today was kind of a recovery day. You know, it's gross out. So I'll be back in the gym tomorrow. But, you know, even over the last, what is it, like week and a half, I've cut like over two minutes off of my mile time. So we're still cranking them out. And, you know, we got coming up on Tuesday next week, we're walking for that hour. So
let's go.
That'll be another milestone. So
yeah, the 12th mile. And you've been knocking that out though. Have you or have you not? What's the longest you've gone?
Yeah, no, I've just been doing miles. So my thought process is get the mile down to around 20 minutes. And then once I get do like a couple of days at 20 minutes, bump it up to a mile and a half, and then kind of keep taking those baby steps as we get further and further along in the year until I can get to the full 3 miles and then really push pace.
Can you do a 5K? Do you think the 12th in under an hour?
No.
2.5 if you're doing 2 and 20. I don't know.
He could do a 5K.
I think you could, Nikki.
He can definitely do it.
I haven't done a mile under 20 minutes, and that's 3 20-minute
miles. So what? It's like a 14 seed in March.
Did you say on the 12th of like this month?
Yes. He's talking about in 6 days. No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. What, no. What's your best mile
time?
Under
an hour.
24.
Wow. So you do two under 50. 2 28ers is what? 48 minutes. And then 56. You got 12 to run half 56. A mile. You got 4 to run walk half a mile.
It's 3.5 miles, not.
It's 3.1.
That's 3.5. So 3.1 miles. So let's do 27 minutes each mile. We're talking what?
2 and under 50, I think. And then
81
you just
cash
in the rest of the 10.
But yeah, try to get a 5K an hour. See where you land. See where you land.
Yeah.
See where you land.
Yeah, no, the mile or the hour is as long as I can go in that hour. So
when did we start walking?
Started walking middle of, I probably walked for 2 weeks. So maybe the beginning of February, maybe the last week of January.
Last week. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think it was sometime
in January.
It was before the Super Bowl. I know that. So yeah. So last week of January, first week of March, second week of March, whatever the fuck. How many times do you think you've walked? Over 20 or right at 20?
Yeah. I think more than that. Yeah.
Pretty damn good, probably
30.
It's pretty damn good, and basically a month because February's short. You're basically walking every day.
Yeah,
I mean that's not. I mean, are you noticing any difference yet, or what? We're still a little bit of ways out from that.
No, for sure. I mean, just being able to get through 18 yesterday, and like having not falling apart at like hole 12, like being able to get through the entire round and feel good. Like there were a couple cart path only holes just because it's wet out. Didn't mind it at all. So I can definitely tell I'm not getting as winded. You know, walking up hills and shit like that. So it's been good. Definitely way better than when I first started. Because when I first started, I could barely make it to the fucking front of the neighborhood and back, which is like a quarter of a mile. So I mean, we're definitely seeing improvement. To get to the 5K, I still got a ways to go, but we're definitely gonna crush it when we do it, probably September, October.
Awesome. We gotta get you. Let's I get go. You a GoPro chest camera.
Yeah, we got September, the GoPro, October, so I just need the harness. I got the GoPro. We just need the harness. Yeah.
Get you dialed up in the Rocky sweatsuit because Conrad's got his marathon training going on his own. I mean, Nikki could be the star. Conrad did get his. The steamroll in the books is still crazy, dude. I can read like
it's one out, night dude.
And then I can't like, yeah, dude, it's tough.
I haven't read in like 2 weeks, bro. Probably it's died out.
It is tough, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? This book is like,
well, that's true. I don't know.
Yeah, but like I'm not reading on the plane. I'm not reading on the plane. Like I'm not doing that. I know that.
Well, dude, we took a red eye back too, which was fucking
sleep. I mean,
insane. Like
the only time I've ever slept overnight. On a plane is on the way back from Vegas. It's the only time I ever slept on a plane.
What do you
sleep on planes?
I just what do
you
can't.
Do? You just look That's at tough. Pictures in your phone.
I just can't. I don't know.
You got to buy Wi-Fi if you can't.
Yeah, you have to buy Wi-Fi. Or watch a movie if you're on American Airlines. Just get
yeah,
I just get so irritated looking at everybody that can't sleep.
Oh, I told you on the flight Jesus. Home from New Orleans.
Smiles more.
I told you on the flight home from New Orleans. I didn't even make it to takeoff. I don't even remember.
Yeah, which is also a crazy image because Nikki just lets it fly with the snoring. So I'm just picturing you in first
you
class.
Snoring on the plane. Sitting,
I'm just picturing Nikki in the first row. People like, hi, welcome aboard.
It's only when I'm like actually leaned back. So me sitting in a seat like this, you
there's
don't really
no get... way. Like I guarantee that flight attendant, if I was to somehow get her information, she's saying, oh, he was letting it rip.
Every single
time. Feeding him Biscoffs.
like every 10 minutes.
Every single just, time.
He's got like seven to shut him up. Seven Biscoffs.
Every single time I get on a plane and I sit next to somebody, I'll tell them like, hey, if I fall asleep and start snoring, just give me a fucking elbow right in the ribs.
But no one ever, who does it?
Yeah, you're putting people in a tough spot there, Nikki. You're putting them in a tough spot.
Listen, I'm telling you, the guy told me we landed back here in Charlotte. The guy goes, you didn't snore at all.
Maybe he was just being nice.
Sample
dude.
Size.
I mean the throw the shot in my ribs. Not like maybe the one, I'd say 2 out of 10 people will be like, oh yeah, I'll do that. But other than that, you're going to get what Conrad said. That guy could just be being nice. There's no way he was silent. He could just be like, dude, this
is the problem.
Maybe you were silent, but like, I know at least I'm sitting there with my mouth open on the plane when I'm sleeping. I'm like,
that is hilarious, though. Nikki's sitting down. His first thing is like, hey, if I start snoring, just let one fly right to my jaw.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin everybody else's fucking
which life. I guess there's no other way to get ahead of it. So I guess it's better than but there's no way people are shocked. They're not looking at you and you're sleeping like, oh, this guy's snoring at 6 decibels. I'm shocked.
There's
one's doing that.
There's three conversations I have when I get on a plane. One is, first off, let me get the fucking fat boy seatbelt extender. That's number one. Two, snoring, elbow to the ribs. Three, let me get a double Jack and Coke before I knock the fuck
and
out.
No headphones, right? If I know Nikki.
Yeah, no headphones.
That's crazy in today's day and age.
No headphones.
To take a flight. Like my old man who is like chat, like internet, like mobile-y, which you would call it, phone challenge.
Technology literate.
Technology challenge. There we go. Like he's rocking earbuds on the plane. Like Nikki just raw dog, no headphones on airplane. That's gotta be fucking hell on earth, man.
I'm asleep the whole time.
I know, but to take that chance of like, yeah, I can never. It's ruining my flight. But no sports really, boys. Besides college hoops, college hockey. We got Nikki Nightly News. I mean, I watched some. I watched some hoops. I watched a little bit. Kind of got into it, but I really got a.
I was gonna say, just because you don't have anything going on doesn't mean there isn't college hoops every night, brother.
Are you watching every night, Monday through Friday?
Speaking of which, isn't it just Tuesday?
Yeah, five and two.
He dropped. He went positive.
5-2. Yeah.
There were some crazy games.
You check your DMs, Conrad. I send it to you every night. You don't give me a single like.
I haven't been on Conrad's corner in a grip and a half.
Yeah,
Send it to my personal page.
For a gambling podcast, me and Turb really fucking carry the boats.
I'm
71. I'm 71, 47, and 2, and I can barely get a fucking shout out. Listen to that stat. 71, 47, and 2. I mean, I'm having the most historical college basketball year in the history of my Turb page, and you haven't heard a peep. I've got like three guys that fucking hit me up.
Dude, I've been so...
Three guys and then fucking Chrissy Mush every now and then from the fucking top ropes. He sends me one. He doesn't say shit to me on a Turb Tuesday. And then tonight out of nowhere, after he saw my 5-2 card, is like, Turb, I need one tonight. Get the fuck out of here.
Who texts you and tells you that they tails all your plays?
Yeah, Nikki's been in my corner and you know, he's seeing my downfall of gambling. I have to usually do at least a two-legger. I'll lose one out of two or something like that. And then Nikki just straight bets all my shit. And he's like, yeah, I'm positive. I'm like, ah. from a perspective, I mean, I think that's 3 weeks in a row. We went 4-1, 3-2, 5-2. And we're 71, 47 and 2. And it's the best record that's never heard around the world.
And you've maybe seen like two posts about it from LRP.
Yeah. I mean, like Johnny would give me like a, he'll give me like a repost. He'll give me like a repost. It's just like, last minute, like last minute. It's like last minute. Like no one can get anything in. It's just, it's mailed in.
I've been bad. When I see it on there, obviously I'm reposting it. But in terms of stuff, yeah, dude, I've been out of it fully. I mean, watching hoops, I've just been out of it fully.
When you get a girlfriend, you don't see the boys anymore. You don't give a fuck about the boys anymore. So
it's not even that. It's just
where we're at in life.
It's just like I've heard already once this week. It's like I feel like a running back. Like doing Tuesday college hoops betting on ESPN.
I gave Conrad being a kicker.
You know,
I gave Conrad a lot of shit for the no videos. I have done no videos lately just because Tuesday is so hard to do a video. Like I'm getting off work at 5:30. Typically I go play basketball on Tuesday night too, which starts at 5:30.
Well, are you working?
I'm not
from
even
home
looking
home?
At this.
Are you, you're working from home.
Yeah, but I'm not even looking at the slate. Like I'm getting done with work where I'm sitting at now. I'm putting on gym clothes and then I'm driving straight to play basketball. So me looking at the slate, posting a pick vid, if I do post a pick vid, is a 15 to 20 minute period, which I will say from a gambling perspective has been unbelievable. I've been dialed in. I mean, I've been positive, positive, positive. I haven't thinking it. I haven't been looking at any other sources.
The record that's never been heard. What is it again?
71 and 47. That's a 7 in the positives and a 4 in the negatives. And
it's crazy. But
that's 24 units up. 24.
If you get like a banger video and you get it up at 4:00,
I can't edit. So that I'm thinking.
Well,
about
that's what's tough. Is that I'm at work. I'm saying working from home
this Saturday. I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about doing. We got to get a good one this Saturday. It's rivalry weekend for everyone. It's Duke.
Yeah, we can salvage, because the one thing I'm getting nervous about now is the past like 5 years the LRP bracket pool has gone up in people like every time. I think this past year was like 150 people or something. Like this year, we're gonna need a banger video this Saturday for rivalry, and next weekend on Saturday I'm gonna have to come out for
training. Well, I will say it's tough too. I mean, I used to hang out with Johnny on Saturdays. I was with him. We were in the mix. Man. You know, I'm getting snaps of him like with like a baby stroller and a fucking. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
It's hard because I'm on my own. I'm on my own. I can't.
Well,
I can't
the thing
edit.
Is too is me and that. I mean. Apples. Again, the environment that I have, the environment that I've created for myself the past 3 or 4 years is coming to a close. It's just not, it's not attainable. It wasn't survivable.
Sustainable.
Like, cause how Turb does it is insane. Like you see him at Blackjack. We were there in Michigan this year, playing there for like 6 hours. If I do that, I just cost like the next two generations. Like they can't even be like born. They're that like much in debt. So like the world that like that me and Turbo.
Yeah, I'll send Nikki like three parlays to get on the book. I finished like minus 20 on the night.
it's like if this was like the Roman like Empire, like if we're like soldiers, Turb's the one that's like 40 years old. Like, how's this guy alive?
Like, I'm like Drew Gooden. I'm like Drew Gooden of the NBA. Like,
he's 12 and 6
for 17 years. 12 and 6.
You're telling the story of CBB. Like, he was so heroic, so brave. But
yeah, CJ2K. CJ2K is
done. Yeah, just one straight arrow to the back of the neck, and he was done. Fucking.
So what it took was one. He's ripped, and he's just fucking lost a leg.
Yeah, Conrad, it's lifestyle change. It happens, whatever.
So, like, I mean what is
Conrad's
that,
good
what is
at what
mean?
He does. Like, Conrad isn't giving up on his shit. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I've delivered every single Tuesday, every single week since college basketball started this week or this year.
You deserve a march. Here's what you get from the
I need
LRP
an edit.
Page.
I need an
edit. Here's what you get from the LRP page.
I need a Saturday edit back.
You get a March Madness edit, non-pick vid. You get an edited pick vid for this weekend. And then you get a March Madness.
I haven't been able to see a pick vid of me with I want to drop like a 20 card pick vid.
No, see, now that there just went an hour of my time doing just
I'm saying I know, and I want
to see Allie's just in his ear. Fucking come on, Johnny. Let's go.
I want to see him all down the line. I want to see Twin Towers 9/11 in front of my face. Just 10 on one side, 10 on the other.
I mean, yeah, all right, fine. And you know what?
I don't know if it's gonna be 20. I never know until I look, but a full
no, because I like, I mean, yeah, it does suck putting all of them individually, but I forget how funny it is just watching you list off 25 schools that like maybe three of them have like a state, maybe three of them have a state.
I've done two of them on the LRP page. Like, you know. Listen, dude, you should see the games I'm taking with Nikki. You like this one. This is a good one.
What the fuck is McNeese?
I took McNeese tonight. It's on the card tonight.
McNeese State is crazy.
Against New Orleans. Fuck NOLA.
What's the score?
Let me break down since you haven't missed, you missed a lot. Last night, text Nikki. I think I had a two-leg parlay. It was South Florida. Surprisingly, South Florida, very good cover team. It's like Minnesota, number one cover school, that. South Florida, number two.
Right.
South Florida money line. They cover with ease. Last leg, Texas State money line. Guess who they're playing? ODU. Fade ODU.
Oh,
last
game
of the season in their conference tournament.
Fade ODU.
Check the score. 10 minutes left in the second half. Texas State down by 10. I'm like, oh God, not even going to even think about this game. Check back 5-6 minutes later. Texas State down 7. Check 5-6 minutes later. Texas State down 5. Check 5-6 minutes later. Texas State down 2. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm putting it on. This is how I've usually been watching college basketball this year. I usually just stay away. Until
this
I'm
is,
like,
this
okay,
is literally
crunch.
The process too that you're ripping.
All right, fuck it. I'm putting it on. I already know this is gonna be shitty broadcasting, ESPN Plus. Turn it on, tie ball game. these refs are just calling fouls, free throws, miss free throw, make free throw, all over the place. Dead tied with like 22 seconds left. Texas State goes down, just full panic mode. They're chucking shit up, block, block, rebound. ODU guy gets the ball. The announcer's going crazy. He's like, he's still got 7 seconds, 7 seconds. He takes like three dribbles, three quarters court, banks it in at the buzzer. He's like, oh my God. Oh my God. He's still got like 4 seconds left. Team storms the court. They're going nuts. He's like, what are they doing? They still have 4 seconds left. What are they doing?
They the like band break, is on the field.
They like break them up. I am sick to my stomach. I'm like, is this really the fade ODU is coming to an end like this half court bank shot? He's like, so the whole time I'm thinking from the announcer, I'm like, all right, well, there's like 3 seconds left, but they're down three. This is dead. So dead. He's like, hold on, wait a second. The booth had it wrong. They show the replay. He didn't even get it off at the buzzer. The fucking broadcast was off by the actual shot clock. The guy was nowhere near getting the ball off. So the buzzer went off.
I could just see you going crazy.
I'm like, oh my God.
It's college.
I was thinking there was like 4 seconds left after the make. He didn't even get it off before the fucking buzzer. He didn't even sniff.
Then Texas State won.
That's such a bad error.
Yeah, Texas State covered with ease. They won by like 10 in overtime.
Oh my God. So the game was tied and then went.
Yeah, I mean, if I just encourage everyone, if you get a chance, especially during like right now, we've got like Conference USA and like the Sun or whatever, the Ace Atlantic Sun or whatever. These tournaments are going on right now.
Yep.
And all of them are on ESPN Plus. And if you like, just go check the score at like 8:50, because usually the games start at 7. So that's 2 hour games. If you see a close game, just click into that and we'll watch the last like 3 minutes of that game. It is the most chaotic experience of life.
Oh, dude, and these announcers, I mean,
the broadcast cameras aren't even. The broadcast cameras like aren't even catching up to the play. They're like zoomed in on the mascot, the guys on the other side of the field. It's
what you were saying about the announcers, though, is like, is that like when you think about how many games there are, hundreds of games. I mean,
and they have announcers for everything.
Right. And the referees and the announcers are just,
dude, that Mississippi Valley one, the Mississippi Valley one I sent you, John, Mississippi Valley is HBCU. They didn't win a single game. They're the worst team in the nation, and they won their senior night, and they show like the camera booth. It's like, it looks like two students are like announcing the game and like, shit, Reggie, this shit crazy. They're storming the court, Reggie. They're storming the court. Oh my God, dude. Like the fucking presentation and broadcast on these games are just, it doesn't even seem like it's a real like sport that you should be able to put any type of money on.
That's why like college hoops over the like the NBA, like you're never getting a finish where the clock is off by like multiple seconds on the TV. We had it wrong. Game's over. We're going to overtime or what? Like that's like.
No, I mean, the emotions of just me watching it. I go from heart into my stomach to. Okay, there's at least going to be time left to, there wasn't even enough time to the guy even getting the ball off. I'm like, what is going on? What is real? Like, what can I trust? I can't trust the broadcasters. They're telling me one thing.
Drew's experiencing all that. Johnny's hearing that, and he's seeing like flashbacks of World War II and like bombings in Vietnam or something. He can't even fathom, like, he can't even imagine doing something like that these days.
How much of a job it used to be when I lived with my mom. Oh my, I would come home from work and it was from 6 o'clock until like midnight. It was the second job began. Yeah,
that's called gambling addiction.
I just remember like fucking like
his entire days of work is just on the line for like
pretty much.
And then like you'd have Arizona State, UCLA at 10:30. So it's when you're losing.
I don't even touch those games.
Yeah, Bill Walton come on and like, all right, here we go. I need over 157.5. Like fucking
Yeah.
It was
all too well.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, I'm just a Saturday college troops guy now. Cause like for me, it's heroin.
One day a week.
It's heroin. If I start watching Monday, if I start watching Monmouth first fucking Mercer, I'm going to be in trouble.
Like, I will say I've graduated from like, I don't even on a third Tuesday, like what I do is like, if I get, usually, like I said, I play basketball. I get home at like 7:30. I'll come home. I'll throw on every single game. Like I'll switch between them for like 5 minutes. Just get a feel for like what's going on. How are we looking over under this, that, and the other. And then I turn it off. And then it's just, I'll just like do whatever, go about my business, game cast. And then if it gets crazy, I get a little feeling at the end, I'm like, all right, let's see what's
there's
going
something
on.
Like this is going to be a crazy statement real quick, Conrad, and you can bounce off this, but there's like, there's something calming about like the app. Like there's something.
Oh, the game cast app is just,
if you have a mega game and it's like, you just get notifications, block, layup, like it's, I feel like it's very poetic. Like, yeah,
especially
like,
when it's, especially every gambler knows I think that. The best part is like, is when it's not updating and you're like you're like, it's like 2 minutes have gone by in real life. And they're still like, it says like last play was like block shot. And you're like, all right, what the fuck has gone on for the last 2 minutes of this game? And then it'll just update. And it's like block shot, rebound, shot, missed, offensive rebound, free throw made, free throw missed, offensive rebound, passed, turnover. You're like, what the fuck,
dude? That's, see, like that's where I get so fucked up in terms of like think of like how crazy it is to make those updates. Like, how are they doing that? Some guy just in a box just going
clicking buttons or something.
That's where my head gets a little fucked up when I think about shit like that. Like, they're having it for games that are like fucking almost Division II college basketball.
That's what I'm saying. How many conferences are there in college, Division I college basketball?
There's, for football, there's over 120 schools. I think basketball's like 300 schools.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So how many
296 or something, or maybe a little over 300.
How many conferences?
Probably like 32.
So what's the most like obscure conference you can think of? Drew just has money on that game, and he's like, you're also getting like an F team fucking guy pressing all the buttons for the game cast.
Nikki, Shuey, can you pull up all 32?
I got them.
No, but yeah, Conrad, you got me.
Like, that's crazy.
Can we do college basketball and college football? So, Nikki, college basketball is how many?
32.
All right, one at a time. Let's see. I think we can.
32 conferences.
All right, start.
John, we're not doing this on the pod. Are we naming every single one?
Yeah,
we should do it. We should do it.
Conrad,
you name every.
The last 10 is a nightmare.
Nikki will help us out, but I think I got him. I think
Eddie Turbo. Are you saying you can't do it?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, what's the HBCU one?
The HBCU.
I thought you knew
is, Howard, all those schools.
The Horizon, the Patriot, the ASUN.
ASUN, the ASUN's crazy. The MAAC, the MAC, the Mountain West.
MAAC is
Nikki.
Is,
Nikki, Yale. You have the list of 32. What's like the what is the HBCU one on there? What's one that we won't get? Mountain West.
HBCU is like the Sun Horizon or some shit, dude.
HBCU with like what's the A?
The Southwestern. Alcorn State. The Southwestern Prairie Field Conference.
Nikki, drop some obscure ones on that list.
The Southwestern Athletic.
SWAC. Yeah, SWAC.
I think that's HBCU.
That
SWAC.
Might be HBCU, but
that is.
Are they South?
That
I
is.
Think, yeah.
The Metro Atlantic Athletic.
Yeah, that's the MAAC.
Yeah, that's the MAC. Iona and shit. The MAC.
Colonial Athletic.
Yeah. CAA is like Delaware.
Horizon Patriots.
Missouri Valley.
Yeah, that's.
Missouri Valley is like Loyola Chicago.
No. Right? Missouri Valley is HBCU.
You said that about like every single one so far.
Mississippi Valley, Mississippi Valley, whatever it is.
Missouri Valley, is that like
Missouri, Michigan, shit. Miami Valley.
Nikki, drop us one more, then get into Nikki Nightly News.
Yeah, we're getting into a hole of worms.
Yeah, okay.
We should do that though. That would be a good
Missouri Valley Conference, Vermont. Like
something else though.
No, that's America East.
No, Missouri Valley is like Drake and them.
Yeah, America East, American Athletic.
Valley's
Indiana.
No. You're right. It's like Drake. No,
Missouri Valley is like Caltech and like Cal Poly.
No, Missouri Valley is California.
Caltech.
Use your fucking clues.
All right, we'll close out with this.
Do that after the pod. I could probably go through a good amount after the pod. Do that after the pod.
All right. Ivy Leagues. John,
get out.
Yeah. The Northeastern Conference, the NEC Conference. Can you name one school?
Merrimack.
Yes. Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart, no.
Incarnate Word.
No. Sacred Heart, you were right.
And Incarnate Word. They got into a fight this year.
They're not in the Northeastern Conference. Incarnate Word. That is not a
Northeastern. It was an Incarnate Wood, not Word.
What's the one with McNeese State? Incarnate Word is
now this one. That's like Central Valley or something.
Louisiana. It's like Louisiana AMCC.
Ohio Valley.
No, that one's like Montana Valley.
We can't get out now. No, we can't get out until we get this. Southern's like Wofford, Southland.
That's a Division One conference.
Sounds like a TV show.
Dude. Yeah, Southland. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Southland American Conference.
Here's the Southland Conference. McNeese State.
I can name a lot of them.
Texas A&M, Corpus Christi.
Yes, they go to the tournament every year. Corpus Christi, Louisiana, A&M or some shit. ANCC.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
There's the Louisiana one, but not that one.
It's like a
Louisiana Pine Bluff.
Arkansas Pine Bluff is in that conference.
No.
Really?
No.
What is Arkansas Pine
Bluff? I don't know where Pine Bluff is.
They're in the Southwestern.
This one's
New Orleans. New Orleans is in that.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Incarnate Word is in that.
No.
UIW, I think, is Incarnate Word.
Yes, that's Incarnate Word.
Incarnate Word. UIW.
Oh,
okay.
UIW.
My favorite one in this conference is Lamar.
Lamar.
I go to Lamar, dude. Yeah, those college poops conferences, man. Or imagine like that's another thing too. Like Incarnate Word going to the like Elite Eight, like going on a tear like St. Peter's did or something. Those schools, those names are just all time.
Incarnate Word.
If I keep going,
how do you even come up with that?
Oh, Nichols is in there. Oh, I'm thinking of Texas A&M Commerce. Houston Christian Baptist is in that one.
Yeah, like the North.
What's name is conference again?
Northwestern.
There is a freaking set. You motherfuckers! I just looked. There's a Southeast Louisiana that is in that conference.
Yeah, you said Louisiana A&M.
Really? You said there's not a Louisiana. Sue me. I was on.
No,
the right
we
path.
Said there was no, a Louisiana. Said there was.
Oh God, I got the A&M right. In the Southeast.
Heart, we'll go hard. We'll end it there. That's. A hard out for Nikki Nightly News to fucking break up the violence going on right now.
over conference 30 over 32.
Dudes naming conferences. That's our segment. Dudes naming conferences.
Lay it on us, Nikki.
All right, here we go. Boop, 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 boop. Nikki Nightly News. Starting off as always in college hockey, Boston College. Once again, receiving all 50 first place votes at 27-5-1. Boston University retains number 2 at 22-8-2, and a new number 3, North Dakota, at 24-8-2. Following up on college women's hockey, we have Ohio State at 31-3-0, Wisconsin 31-5-0, and St. Michael's still without a win at 0-35-1. In the NBA, we have the Celtics atop the East at 48-13. The Bucks right behind them at 41-21, a half a game ahead of the Cavs. And Conrad's 76ers have fallen all the way to seventh place at 35-26. In the West, we have the Timberwolves at 43-19 and the Thunder a half game behind at 42-19. In the NHL, we have the Panthers at 90 points. They are your number one team in the league. Bruins right behind them at 87 in the Eastern Atlantic Division. The Rangers have 84 points in the Metropolitan Division, and the Hurricanes are in second with 78. The Stars lead the Western Central Division with 85 points, and the Canucks tied with the Bruins at 87 points to top the Pacific Division in the West. Bringing back chess. This was talked about last week. Coming up in April, we have the Candidates Tournament. There are eight candidates fighting for one challenger spot for the FIDE World Chess Championship later on this year. The eight contestants, Jan Nepomniachtchi from Russia, Ramesh Babu Pragnananda from India, Fabiano Caruana from the USA. Don't want to say this incorrectly. Nijat Abbasov from Azerbaijan. Vidit Gudrathri from India. Hikaru Nakamura from the US. Alireza Faruja from France. And Damaraju Gukesh from India. I also was able to find a book that has betting lines, and we can hop into that because I know that Conrad was asking about that last week. That'll be follow-up once we're done. In NFL news, Russell Wilson will be released by the Broncos, and they'll have to eat $85 million in dead cap. They can choose either this year or next year, setting the record by a team by more than double. Jason Kelce retires. All the Swifties cream their fucking pants and ruin a cool moment for dudes because that retirement speech was awesome. Chris Mortensen, longtime draft correspondent, passes away at 72 after a long battle with throat cancer. In MLB news, Paul Skenes, number one overall pick, and Levy Dunn, smash partner, to start in the minors, did not make the Pirates starting roster for opening day. Former AL MVP Josh Donaldson retires after 13 years. One of my favorite quotes from him was, if your coach tells you to get on top of the ball, tell him, fuck you. Go and hit homers. That's how you get in the MLB. NBA news. Zion, with the ultimate cuck job, says he will only do the dunk contest if he is voted as an all-star. This guy has been an all-star before, didn't do the dunk contest. Get in the fucking game. Joey Chestnut. I know I said NBA news, but Joey Chestnut eats 39 pierogies at halftime in the Celtics-Cavs game. Second place only had 9. He took home a championship belt for that one. Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves misses tip-off because he lost track of time in an all-time I-had-to-take-a-shit moments. And in college football, Arch Manning opts out of the NCAA football game coming in 2025 because he only wants to be in the game once he is the guy at Texas. Fucking loser. Over 10,000 players have opted in, and after taking 11 years off from producing the game, every player gets a one-time $600 payment. And that, my friends, is Nikki Nightly News.
Wow.
So just
the betting odds.
The betting odds, real quick. We can't forget about those.
Okay. So I know that Drew has told me that he wants the guy with the most syllables, and that is going to be Ramesh Babu Pragnananda from India.
Pragnananda's back.
Yes. Yeah,
Pragnananda's
back.
Earlier.
He
Pragnananda is a very good Indian. He's young. He's a new up and comer into the.
Get him on Insta. Get him on the gram.
He is at.
Yeah. Good luck finding him.
He is at plus 700.
Copy and paste.
The best odds is Fabiano Caruana. He's been like the number three guy in chess over the last couple of years. He's at plus 175.
Did you say his name was Fabio?
Fabiano.
Oh,
Fabiano Caruana. The other guy from the US is Hikaru Nakamura, and he is actually like a chess streamer. He's really good. He's better at blitz and rapid chess than classical over the board, but he's at plus 600. The longest odds is the guy from Azerbaijan, who I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's spelled Nijat. But he's at plus 4,000.
Silent in.
So is our guy Ragnar Pradnu the heavy favorite?
No, it's
plus 700.
He's seven to one.
I like that.
And then the other Indian, there's three Indians. There's Pragnananda at plus 700, Vidit Gudrathi at plus 1400, and Gukesh D, who is plus 800.
Is there for like PGA Tour, you can bet
like top five?
Can you bet like a
should
like
be a hilarious sport to infiltrate?
Can you bet an ethnicity to win? Like Indian wins the tournament plus 200.
I don't know that. That is
staying on thin ice, but I like where we're going.
Yeah, that is.
Oh no, they have it on books though. For the PGA Tour, how many Asians make the
or
cut.
You can do like
six and a half Asians make the cut, and they don't have it on there.
Top, you can do like top finishing Asian, top finishing European.
I guess that's true. I guess that's
I'll
true.
I'll bring those more future. I'll bring more.
They'll do like best finish for the Asians and like a tournament. It's fun. They're fun.
I'll bring you more futures if I can find them. I just knew that Conrad wanted the odds, so I just got the winners. I will say Jan Nepomniachtchi, who's from Russia, has won this tournament, I think the last 3 years. Was the world chess champion for 2 years, only because Magnus Carlsen, the best chess player of all time.
Yeah, he's like a young kid, right?
He's not as young anymore, but yeah.
I saw a video of him being like a 13-year-old taking down like a chess champion or something.
Like 20 chess masters in a row.
Yeah, Magnus Carlsen is considered the best chess player of all time, and he won the World Chess Championship for like 10 years in a row, and then he was just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Nobody can beat me, so he retired from that tournament.
Then like the college football
savage.
College football video game, $600, 10,000 people. So what is that? 60 grand we're talking, or 600,000?
No.
6 million?
I think it's 6 million.
$600 for the franchise. What is that? Two more zeros? That's 100. Yeah, I think 6 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a lot of money. But not doing, Archman not doing it, I think it's crazy. Like, why wouldn't you?
Well,
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, it's supposed to be $600.
I think it's because he doesn't want to be rated like in the '70s as a backup. I think he wants to come in with Ewers out of there in the draft, and then they place him at like an 80 something.
Yeah, but it'll be like Madden. It'll have updates and shit. Like that's his main.
The Manning family, dude. They're working on his recruiting process to the league.
Yeah. Plus he was
seventies out there. Come on.
Plus, he was like,
I thought he would have said something like, until I'm in the NFL or something. Like, that's what I thought Nicky was.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up the Shannosaurus, Shannon Sharp getting out of that car looking sweeter than ever.
Oh my God, his legs.
It's like fucked, things are coming. They're like, out that Shannon Sharp might be swinging both
ways. Is that what that means?
I mean, momento.
They were saying
his legs looked like that, or because he was standing weird.
And I've been seeing it because another aspect that was missed, AB tweet of the week. He's been all over Shannon's shit, dude. He's been.
Dude, we didn't talk about Meek Mill either.
Meek Mill Diddy.
Yeah.
Dude, Meek Mill's tweets about, he's like, I'm definitely, dude, trust me, guys, I'm definitely not gay.
Yeah, he was like, I definitely fuck a lot of bitches.
Yo, I've not seen that picture.
Shannon
For people Soros. Who can't see this, it's Shannon Sharp getting out of his escalator.
Yo, he looks sweet.
Suit, and he looks like the T-Rex from fucking Toy Story.
Shannon Soros is what they're calling him.
That's crazy. Oh my God! What else was on the topics of Nikki Nightly news? I'm having trouble remembering.
So Russell Wilson with getting released, that might be the worst NFL trade of all time.
What was it out? That was on the Nikki. How did I miss that? What was the trade?
So Russell Wilson's getting released, but the trade to get him, they gave up like 2 ones, a 2, a 5, and like 3 players, and then that didn't work. So they gave up a 1 and a 2. For Sean Payton, and then Sean Payton sat him because the team wanted him to waive his injury clause in his contract. They said, we're not going to play you if you don't remove this clause.
Yeah.
So then he went through the NFLPA. They said, that's illegal. You can't do that. And so now the team just cut ties, and they're going to have $85 million in dead money against the cap this year, which means they're going to be awful for the next couple of years, probably.
Okay, what else? I feel like there was something else I wanted to talk about on there, but I can't
remember. Jason Kelce for your Philadelphia boys.
Chris, I didn't even watch the speech.
Chris Mortensen, Paul Skeens, Josh Donaldson, Zion, Joey Chestnut.
Actually, I don't really give a fuck about Zion, but Joey Chestnut, why is he eating pierogies at a halftime of a game? That's what I don't understand. They have a contest at halftime?
Yeah, so I think it was
fucking awesome.
They pulled like three people out of the stands and made them go against him, and they added up the three scores, but it was like one guy ate 9, one guy ate 8, and one guy ate 6, and he beat all three of them combined, and they gave him like a welterweight boxing championship belt. It was hilarious.
So he ate fucking what, 30 pierogies? 39. Or God, what a guy.
Yeah. 39 pierogies with his hands, just fucking mashing them into his gullet. The video.
Ricky, what about did you rip AB's tweets?
No, I didn't, but
oh man, those he had some bangers. He had some bangers this week.
His favorite was Chanasaurus.
Sorry, I was lagging there on me. You got some, Mickey?
Oh, no. I was just going to say the...
Turb, you got any? I saw a couple. I could pull it up.
It's was just the hard because
he puts pictures with all this shit, like, and that's what makes it funny. But he did quote one. It was like Taylor Swift said, body like a saltine cracker. That's what he said about Swift. Then he was roasting... Then he was talking about Diddy and Meek Mill, as you heard Diddy and Meek Mill, like apparently Diddy like sucked Meek Mill off. He said, so the Diddy list, return, just outweighed, return. The Epstein list, being on gay more important than the kids. That's all he said.
True facts, but facts.
No, he had one of LeBron holding.
Yeah, LeBron holding up 40 grand. How many crackers work at Barstool Sports? 40,000. LeBron holding up the 40. Then he had Kyle Filipowski. He had Kyle Filipowski. It was like a video of him windmilling. It was like clearly like after the court storm. 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest comeback story since DeMar Hamlin. Hashtag CTESPN.
CTESPN is just so good.
I love this one. It's just Shannon Sharp. Rainbow with the rainbow emoji. Hashtag CTESPN. Hashtag gay. Hashtag steroids.
He has to have gone at Meek Mill or some of those guys. Usher, he's had to.
Oh, he's going after all of them.
All right. Well, Meek Mill's tweet was crazy. It's like, I love pussy so much. Like time I'm around like, it, I can't get enough of it.
I can't control myself.
The one that was crazy.
Yeah.
Was
himself like, for like future like cheating scandals.
The one that was crazy was like,
you knew this comes coming.
The one that he said, it was like something about like, y'all know I ain't that heavy or some shit. Like, what was that? Yeah. What was that one that he said something about being too heavy?
He's like I'm heavy on the pussy
drugs or something, or I don't know.
That pussy make me speed through red lights, he said, or some shit.
he's getting himself out of future tickets. Like he literally just puts that part up on a sound and he gets pulled over as the guy walks up.
That shit's crazy, dude.
It is hilarious. Bad look for Philly, though. He has been tweeting about it nonstop from what I've heard and seen.
He's like not. I would say he's like
bad look for Philly.
I did find my favorite. AB apparently trying to write rap songs. The first one, and then he replied to his own tweet like 5 minutes later. He said, "Bitches be getting settlements and still be unsettled. Bitches be wanting the tea, then get kettled. Blame that shit on being 25. That shit with me doesn't slide." And then he follows it up with, she fucking my homies to get to the source. My hand in her head, my dick in her jaw. I remember them trips. and those sides. Doesn't even rhyme. Yeah, I remember them trips and them sides. That's some shit I wouldn't advise. Like, what?
Bars, dude.
When the Steelers won't get Wilson, Fields, Cousins, or Mayfield, and we have to keep watching Penny kick it again. It's like, it doesn't even rhyme.
Oh, he followed that one up with a video of Kenny Powers, and he said, the real Kenny P, cracker of the day. And it's Danny McBride from Eastbound and Down.
Such a go-to TV show. That's you want to talk about one thing we're lacking nowadays, man. God, like, women are destroying men with new TV shows coming out. All we have is that Band of Brothers, like, remake, fucking with a dude who keeps
Masters of the Air.
Yeah.
Is that good, Conrad?
I haven't watched it since.
So,
no, it's not.
So brutal.
Honestly, it's pretty bad. Let's be real. The first episodes were bad. So third episode, you finally got some action. They flew in a straight line for about 6 hours. And then...
That's awful, dude.
And then it ended, yeah.
Dude, well, go ahead, Terry.
I mean, I was going to say we have the Dynasty documentary that's out, and it's not.
I've heard nothing but bad, so I haven't begun.
It's not TV, good, man. It's not good, dude. It's like, I mean, they've got a whole episode on basically Brady getting injured, which was like, to me, it's almost like a throwaway year. You could just put Brady getting injured and then segue that into the next season.
That could be that.
We got a whole season of Brady getting injured with Matt Cassell as quarterback, where we didn't even make
Matt Cassell.
Yeah, and then the next episode is followed up by Aaron Hernandez, and I'm like, I've seen 17 documentaries on Aaron Hernandez now, and then we just had like a mini doc on one episode. So yeah, it's not really been good.
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez too is like that documentary. Like that documentary is enough for anybody. A documentary is enough. The one that they have on him.
Yeah, there's like three or four that I've seen. But
the one on HBO is fucking
HBO like, or Netflix. They have
the three episode one,
expensive
like,
ones.
Yeah, like Hernandez and that could have been.
I've seen all the footage I could possibly see of like Aaron Hernandez coming out of his house with his shirt, like his hands in his shirt. Like it's like the same four clips that every.
No, it could have been 10 or 15 minutes tops.
Yeah. So I think they're already behind the eight ball because the other two or the first like few episodes, they just, to me, what was important was learning more about like those Panthers seasons and the Rams.
Yeah, that's what I was looking forward to. And it sounds like we get it.
The Panthers season and the Eagles season, the first two Super Bowls after the first one, there's nothing, absolutely nothing. It just cuts to like you don't even see the Panthers Super Bowl or the Eagles, one of the two. And it's just like, that was like the heyday of like Brewski and all the boys. None of that.
Somebody's deliberately saying, like, we're showing this, like, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're doing this. Because that, to me, is just so crazy. That's what I was looking forward to, seeing the ones
I think they just want, years like, ago. I think they want, like, they like, they think, like, controversy sells and shit. And, I mean, I guess if you've never fucking knew that Brady tore his ACL for a whole season and you never knew about Aaron Hernandez, maybe that's interesting to you. But the last two have been fucking terrible. Just kind of a drag. But yeah, from a show perspective, that's it. And then got the PGA, the new PGA just came out.
Oh, what? The call?
Was it Full Swing?
Full Swing, yeah. Full swing. Just came out today.
Yeah, and then you had the YouTuber qualifier for a PGA event. Saw that they're going to release that April 23rd. Some guys like Fat Perez, Grant Horvat, all in there. Dude, I just
wait, what is it? These YouTubers are going to qualify for an event?
Yeah, so it's like half
Corn Ferry. One of them will.
YouTubers. Oh. 16 guys, Corn Ferry and YouTube guys. Only one gets to this tournament, PGA tournament.
Where's the tournament? Like where?
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
It's brand new tournament.
Wow.
Imagine that, dude, fucking playing at a PGA tour.
Bobby Berger.
Fat Perez somehow gets top 25. You get top 25 at a PGA event, you're walking away with six figures.
He's not making that. There's no chance he's making it.
Oh, yeah, dude, his John Daly-type work ethic.
He's like a 75 golfer, and to me it's like you got to be.
Oh, yeah, no, you got to be a 65.
Yeah, you got to be filth to make it out of that group.
Nikki, though, with a 91 this past weekend. Yeah, I think the kid's going to be making a little bit of headway this year. Conrad is anywhere. I mean, it's got to be, you're able to swing the sticks up there.
We have been, but we haven't been. There's only really one day that you could go golfing. Well, if you work a real job, unlike some people who I see on the Instagram story. This one kid I know, I swear he golfs every fucking day. I don't know how he does it.
It's always tough.
Pisses me off.
That is Nikki for us, though. That is Nikki for us.
Yesterday, I had a buddy text me. He was like, "You're going to play golf?" Because I sent like that Snapchat out. And he was like, "I'm leaving work right now." He left work at like 10:45 in the morning and drove like 45 minutes from Huntersville to just come play golf with me.
Let's say, Nikki, a person in your spot, if you can do it, it's like $35 a nice course, like a Tuesday at 11. It's like,
I guess that's also true. It's
awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. If you can do a weekday over Saturday, Sunday.
I hit your dad up. I didn't realize he was in Myrtle Beach. I just hit him up. I was like, "We got to get out there this week." He was like, "In Myrtle Beach," and then sends like a 3-minute video of him trying to get the alligator in frame on his iPhone.
it's like the selfie camera. He just has it fully flipped around.
Such a mess.
So funny.
Such a mess.
That's good.
Well, yeah. Next week. So here's what we'll do. So Turb, you have earned yourself. We have earned yourself to get over 50% NIL in the March Madness bid for LRP. You have earned an edit for your next two vids. And then basically the March Madness bid will be molded around you. Nikki. Yeah,
as it should be.
Yeah, then Nikki, you got – I'd love to see you, Nikki, get Champ Week. Get Champ Week Saturday. Terb gets
Riley. Yeah, I'm getting Nikki into the mix from now until Champ Week.
So, yeah, riding right up until we all get together. Yeah, there's going to be videos dropped for sure.
Champ Week is not next week, the week after.
It is next week.
No. Right. Oh, yeah. Next week.
The big conferences.
They start late next week.
So it's like Thursday, yeah. Friday.
Yeah, it'll start Friday, Tuesday. Sunday. Like the ACC starts
Tuesday. And
it'll
go all through the following week.
Yeah, ACC starts Tuesday. Everyone else Wednesday. So Monday we'll record.
Yeah, Selection Sunday is what, the 17th? Yeah, so next Sunday.
Yeah, so Monday, can you guys record on Monday?
Yeah, that works. I'm free whenever, so yeah. Yeah,
I think the ACC starts Monday. That's the one we might miss, like the first. You miss like Georgia Tech, BC, and then like everything else starts Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, we gotta get our winners out there.
Yeah, so we'll go through each championship week brackets, and then to get above real quick for the listeners, because I've been quiet, but we're gonna make a quick splash to get people reeled back in for March Madness, for bracket time, for everything. This Saturday vid, Turb, I do like the 20 seconds. I like the 20 seconds.
20 Nikki, seconds?
20 seconds?
20 picks, excuse me. 20
Good
picks.
God, I'd say
Nikki,
20
next
picks
week,
20.
Yeah, you've earned a 20-second pick video.
Yeah, what am I? Fucking?
Nikki, I like you doing champion Saturday next week. But, Turb, you're doing Friday semifinal something. On top of
get Nikki, get Nikki maybe on like a futures, like he drops a pick video with all his futures on like Sunday. Sunday he drops all his futures.
And then turn Tuesday.
I'll endorse it. I'll endorse it. We'll convene. Me and Nikki will convene. Clearly,
No, good idea. Good idea because we're gonna need for like the bracket. We'll talk about it next epi, but we're gonna need content to be a Selection Sunday and that Monday. We're gonna be pumping it out.
And then Saturday pick vid. Saturday pick vid. Sunday, me and Nikki will convene, and then we'll like I'll let him.
You have to on Champ Week. Sunday,
I'll let him do all the. I'll let him do all the stuff, and him tell me what he's looking at, what he likes. I'll convene with him. He drops a pick vid. All conference championship winners, whatever's left. I mean, there's championships going on right now. So some will be gone, but most of them will be getting going next week. He'll drop a futures video, and then I think pretty much every day next week we've got to be
Conrad.
We've got Monday. We've got Turd Tuesday.
Story. I want Conrad's story. Story.
Here's what I'm gonna do. Can.
Conrad's story picture. You can, and I will.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
I'll get it all. I'll get everything edited.
Here's what I'm gonna do. When does the Southland Conference start?
Probably right now.
Is it on right now?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones starting the first week.
When is the next most obscure conference tournament going on? I'll pick every game from that whole tournament.
The obscure ones go now.
Southland starts on the 10th. So that'll be this Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
There you go.
That's my promise to LRP. Picks will be on Love the story that. Before every game. I will have a pick against the spread or a total for every single Southland Conference game. Conrad's corner. You heard it here first. CBB Yon won't do it. I step up to the plate. I'll hit the dingers here. Me and Eddie Turbo, Nikki Six Picks to the moon. Let's go.
So Conrad doing the Southland. Nikki and Turb, I think, should both do a Champ Week weekend video. Someone will grab Saturday, someone will grab Sunday, whatever. We'll need Sunday and Saturday. Those are both championship games on Champ Week. I'll edit them all. Turb Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, this upcoming Saturday, rivalry weekend Saturday, you got Turb as well.
Here's what I
– Sunday dropping his Champ
Week. Let me do a little guy here. Pete. Instead of the Southland, let's get you on the Big Sky. The Big Sky is good. Big Sky is good.
Big Sky is who for the audience term?
That would be like Idaho State.
Eastern Washington, Northern Colorado, Montana.
Yeah, that's a good basketball conference.
Portland. Yeah, no, the Big South starts early. I got the Big South semifinal on Saturday, March 9th. The Big Sky starts Sunday. First round, or you're talking Southland. Yeah, you'll know a little bit more of the Big South. Actually, fuck, that starts on freaking Saturday.
All right. I think Southland's good.
It doesn't matter when it starts.
Right, do the Southland then. Do the Southland.
Yeah, what the fuck? We're trying to hijack my picks.
No, I thought you liked the West Coast ball. I thought that was your.
I do like West Coast ball. You are right.
All
right,
we'll do Southland then. Southland on Sunday.
Okay.
Revert.
The swag.
Right back to where we were.
Yeah, I like it. You know what, Connor? That's one that you brought up. I think you hammered. Rip the Southland. Why not?
What are you gonna pick, Johnny? Why don't you fucking pick one?
If I do one, it'll be the Big Ten suck this year.
Yes, no, it's gotta be less of five of the lesser 30 conferences.
Yeah, you can do the American East also starts this weekend. And
that do the
Vermont, all those guys. I'll do the American
East. Do the one that has UMass in it.
It's going to be the Atlantic 10.
Yeah, do the Atlantic 10. I think that starts same as ACC.
Do Atlantic 10.
The Atlantic 10 starts this weekend. Turb is just ripping that booger apart. I'm going to do VCU to win the Atlantic 10.
What a fucking shot, dude.
Atlantic 10 starts first round on Tuesday, March the 12th, which is terrible.
Right, plenty of time. That's what I'm going to talk about next episode. The whole point, Nikki, is any of that stuff before next episode, next week. Southlands this weekend. America East of the Neck. I wonder, do they have their schedules up yet for those games already? I'll check, but.
No, it's all TBD right now.
Yeah, it's all TBD, so you get shafted anyway. Stay tuned for Conrad's Corp for the Southland Conference picks. McNeese State, Lamar, Nichols, you name it, he's got it. Turb, big Saturday for the kid, big Tuesday for the kid. It'll be a Champ Week Tuesday, next Turb Tuesday. First one of playoffs, practically. And you got Nikki dropping his futures on Sunday, Selection Sunday, a week from Nikki's pick vid this upcoming Sunday to give you his futures ahead of our episode dropping Tuesday morning to have you covered for all the big conferences, you name it, everything next week. Boys, that's all I have. I think I covered it all. Hell of an episode 21. Didn't know if we'd have a lot this episode or not, but we sure as hell did. Welcome back, Conrad. Welcome back, boys.
Thanks.
March, it's here.
Eddie Turbo, what's your record?
71-47-2. That is up
71-47-2. If he keeps on this pace.
71-47-2.
You heard it.
I'm just saying 71-47-2.
I'm just thinking of like the storyline, like he's just like Terps, like a group of five team just making his case. Like,
listen, 71-47-2. The sharpest, the freest picks, the layups, the everything. I give you five, I give you seven, I go 4-1, I go 2, I go 5-2. Just take every single game. It's simple. I don't give you, this is what I love, this is what I hate, this is what I this. It's just 5 picks, 7 picks, 4 picks, 3 picks, 1 pick of the day. Doesn't matter. Take it, ride it, go and cash in. Come back to me, and I'll be back in your DMs telling you exactly where to go.
This is what it matters, Turb. This is what it matters. This
71, he feels 47, he doesn't feel love. And two.
He doesn't By the feel way, love, you know. Right now, doing? I've got a public service announcement. If you want free money and you want money now, you take the Houston Cougars to win it all. Right now, wow. right now. Okay, little preview. We'll discuss it more. We'll discuss it more probably on Monday when we have our pod. Take the Houston Cougars. Everything about them, they are winning it all. I don't care if it's plus 200. I don't care if it's minus 200. I want the Houston Cougars, and I want them to win it all.
All right, now who turns
71-47-2.
He's the guy ripping up hot dogs on the side of the street, all the business people coming out for lunch break, and he's just not getting recognition. Every single day he's pumping out prime beef hot dogs, and he just threw it with relish. He threw it with slaw. He threw it with onions on them.
So I got like the three loyal customers at the end of the night. They always show up.
He's got three guys that won't stop coming to see him.
They always shout out Tico. Shout out, what's his name? Freaking
Seamus.
No, he's one of the guys. God,
dude, you gotta know three of the three.
I know. I wanted to say
Greenville HVAC Water Company that hits me up all the
shout
time.
Shout out Tico. Shout out Tico. Shout out Daniel Petro. Shout out Nick DeStefano. Yep. Those are my riders.
Nice.
Yeah. Those guys ride every time.
All time quote. When I dropped my picks last night, he said, "Who the fuck is North Florida?" I said, "The Ospreys." Trust North Florida +4. They lost.
Who was this? Who was this?
Dude, those three guys are the goats. Shout out. Those are the real faithful.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear.
He said, "Who the fuck is North Florida? I'm riding regardless." I said the Ospreys. He said also ODU. Fuck ODU. Texas State by 15. Bang. Both of them.
Awesome.
Hit.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Petro, Wesleyan legend. Nick the Antico, hometown legends.
Those are my taco stands. And you got fucking Chrissy Mush coming out of the fucking bushes begging for picks.
My taco stands. When was the last time you guys saw a hot dog stand like that?
Oh, man. Raleigh has them. Fucking, I wish Charlotte had them.
Yeah, Charlotte's got, like, shawarma trucks, dude.
Yeah, we got all the
beers
you could imagine.
Yeah, we have Halal. We have Halal, and there's a brand new one opening up walking distance.
Careful.
Hank. Cousin's Maine lobster truck was here for, like, a month, maybe. God, it's a dangerous one.
Hey, we're not going to let it slide. That Houston Cougars, get it in right now, 7-1 to win national championship.
71-47-2.
That's our squad ride, boys. That's our squad ride.
Chrissy
Mush, the day after the national championship. Who do you got winning it next year if he doesn't tail Houston? Who do you got winning it next year?
This is what I say about Houston. If it's not now, then it's when. They've done it all. They've gone to the Final Four. They've dominated the Big 12 this year. They've done it all. If not now, then when? They beat
71-47-2. Come on.
Let's go. Hey, boys, big episode next week. Big episode.
If not me, then who?
One last thing, boys, before we go. Sportsbooks coming in North Carolina. Get your money in now. They're offering 1-to-1 on the deposits. I'm going to put $1,000 into whatever book I choose, and that's a free $1,000, and we'll put $10 parlays. 14 legs. and we'll run it up until that 1,000 is deleted.
Do it 1,000.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, Nikki, you know what you should do? You should put 1,000 in each of the sports books.
I don't know if I want to be that reckless, but we'll see.
We put 1,000 in, and then you get a deposit, and Kirby then you take parlays, 1,000 out.
Kirby parlays, watch out.
Hey, you just gotta. You just hey, yeah. You just do 4 different games. You gotta go 2 for 2, 3 for 1 just, profit, 4-0.
Wait, man. Oh fuck, are we still having that plus? When does it come to the North Carolina?
We get March 11th.
March 11th.
So this week, right, I gotta put the money in.
So we'll put all of it on Houston.
Okay. I think we should put a hefty number on Houston.
We should put.
I like that. I like
it'll
that.
Be it's awesome like to have one team, hour, one team to fucking ride, dude. One team, dude.
I like Houston. It's a big school, but it's not like the power. It is power five, but it's not. You know what I mean?
They're upset proof too. They're upset.
There's no way you got your cock out on the pod right now.
No, I don't.
I thought he was cutting crackers.
71. I can see the 47.
71, 47, and 2.
All you have to say.
When your record is that. When your record is that, you can whip your cock out on the pod. Until people are dropping 100-some college basketball picks and going 24 units up, get out of my face and out of my jock.
Terb loves those cougars. Terb loves those cougars.
I love my hair.
I just saw some piss come flying off the claw all over the screen. All right, bless. All right,
but Houston's the squad pick. This is LRP. That's episode 21, 22, 23, 20. I don't know. Doesn't matter. 71, 47, and 2. Terps takes Tuesdays. Nikki 6 coming back. Conrad's Corner. Southland Conference Champ Week. It's your boy. It's LRP. Hank.
Hang, hang, we lost her. Hang, hang, that's an epi. Hang,
I'm here, motherfucker.
Oh, he turned his fucking camera off.
I didn't mean to.